Tatiana Poladko is a mother of three who grew up in Ukraine. I first met her in 2015 in Delaware when I babysat for her first child, Zoriana. Then, less than a year ago, she and her family moved back to Ukraine. The Russian army launched an attack against Ukraine on February 24th, which included missile attacks on major cities. At that time, Tatiana and her family were living about 20 minutes away from downtown Kiev. I called Tatiana up by phone on March 7th to find out how she was doing. By then, she and her family had fled to Poland, where they were staying in a hotel.
Literally overnight, like, everything changed. So Thursday, February 24th, when I jumped out of bed because of an explosion that I heard and that shook the house. I'll never forget that feeling. Apparently it happened in Kyiv, which is a few kilometers away. You know, it was just like a moment of sheer fear.
Tatiana and her husband Andrei gave up their car shortly after arriving in Ukraine. And now they needed to get out of an active war zone with a family of six. Tatiana, her husband Andrei, their three kids, ages 2, 3, and 7, and Tatiana's 81-year-old father, who was recently recovering from a severe case of COVID-19. At that time, right after the Russian invasion, transportation in Kiev was quickly overrun by people trying to flee the violence. Finally, Tatiana arranged a ride with a fellow parent from her children's daycare. Two families piled into one car.
You know, the road was empty at first, you know, which was great, but also eerie. She was, you know, speeding very, very fast. At different times, we would hear explosions. At different times, we heard just like, bunch of gun shootings. And, you know, like, she was not stopping even at the traffic lights. We were like, go, 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 go. At one point, we turned on the road and, you know, like, there were two cars in front of us and everybody kind of pulled over. She couldn't see yet what was going on, but she kind of, like, you know, hit the brakes, and there was a tank right ahead. And so, you know, all three of these cars, including us, we're sitting there. That's the road we have to take, right, where we are at. Like, do we drive towards the tank? Is it Ukrainian tank? Is it a Russian tank? Like, what is going to happen? But then to our greatest happiness, the tank turned into the woods. And so we're like, okay, we're going.
Traveling by car and then by train, the family eventually made their way to Lviv, a city in eastern Ukraine. From there, they found a group of volunteers at the train station who were driving people to the Polish border. One agreed to take Tatiana's family.
He tried his very, very best to get us as close as possible to where, you know, pedestrian crossing could be, and we couldn't really even tell, like, how far it was where we ended, but at a certain point it was just like bumper to bumper and, like, not moving for an hour. And so we were like, all right, we're gonna go. And little I did realize that we were nowhere even close to the pedestrian crossing. And so, you know, I was like, Jesus, like, we will have, like, to walk for, like, miles. And so all of these people start walking, like, some elderly woman, like, fell, you know, other people are picking her up, you know, like, older folks with their cane, you know, kids, you know, mommies with newborns. And it was just, like, really painful sight to see, mostly women and children, but there were some families where the husbands were still there. So we saw, you know, these, you know, tears and embraces where people not knowing if they're going to see each other again, just like so much tragedy. I cry easy these days, you know, cry there the whole time, just like people packed in a suitcase, small suitcase, their entire life and just like left.
So the family, Tatiana carrying her 2-year-old child with her husband and father carrying the luggage and their two other children, walked for hours through the border and into Poland. And that's where they were when I spoke with Tatiana. I asked how her family's doing now.
We are much better than we were. You know, we're in a hotel right now and cannot be in a hotel forever. So, you know, decisions. Figuring out what to do next. You know, it's like really, really hard. in moments like this for those of us who are not on the front lines. Lots of my friends are on the front lines in one way or the other. And I'm staying in a hotel in Warsaw, you know, and it's like, what do I have to complain about? We are not in the line of fire, thank God, anymore. But yeah, but it sucks. It like really, really sucks. You know, and it's like every day we go through these things of like stay in Warsaw because maybe in the next few weeks we'll be able to go back home. And then like, okay, no, that's naive. You know, that's yesterday I was looking for schools for the kids, thinking we'll ride out the rest of the school year here, but was not getting much luck finding like apartments, like, you know, any type of suitable housing. You know, I mean, Warsaw has such a high number of Ukrainians now. Today we are like, maybe we should keep moving. So I'm still kind of giving Warsaw another try, but might need to keep it moving to get somewhere where we can settle for at least a few months.
Tatiana is one of 3 million refugees who fled Ukraine into other countries in the last 3 weeks and who are now waiting to see what comes next. For KPFA, I'm Jalen Herdman.